No.
No. Now it's a recording.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm talking to Sui Boon, Artistic Director of THE Company. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. Hi. Yes, I'm Sui Boon, the Artistic Director and Choreographer of the THE Dance Company.
And we're going to be discussing which piece today?
Silences, we are familiar with.
Okay. Would you like to talk about the creative process of that work and a little bit about it?
Basically, this is the 10th anniversary of the Esplanade Theatre. Yeah. So when we talk about this piece, yeah, mainly we want to focus to exploring about the theme of love. Yep. So yes, but when I creating this piece, I trying to refer to my growing experience, yeah, from my family members, yeah, and so I think this creation is something really close to me, but may not really friendly to the audience.
in what way?
In what way? Yeah. Okay. So you can see that my growing background is actually not that lucky. So yeah. So I think I'm actually growing in a lack of love. Yeah. So I think this growing experience actually affected my character. Yeah. My personality. So in this piece, I think is in certain level is a truly reflect, and we can see that, yeah. So maybe there is this probably is quite far from the what people understanding of love, yeah.
And so, did you draw on the dancers' input and their ideas, or did you have this a personal story?
I think at the beginning it's more my personal story. Yeah, of course the dancer also have their own input, but basically it's based on my own story, my own experience to develop the piece, yeah. Or my understanding of love, yeah.
And how did that translate into movement and dance?
There's not a big problem, because when you're talking about love, we're also talking about energy. Yeah, love is kind of the energy. Yeah, and dance also have the same quality. Yeah, and for example, love is warm. Yeah, less warm. And then and this quality we also can recover in dance. Yeah.
So in your process, do you find you spend, how much time would you spend on the conceptual side, and then how much would go into working with rehearsing the movement and creating the movement?
Usually to conceptualize the piece is spend more time. I think actually that is a more important preparation than the actual happening in the studio. Of course, what happening in the studio also is important, but I thought that to prepare a piece is always come first, yeah. And of course throughout the whole process I'm actually keep restructuring, yeah, the piece, yeah. So keep asking myself questions, yeah.
And did you find that this piece has built on other ideas and other things you've been working on with the company before?
Yes, I think as an artist, I think this is a period that I'm reviewing my artistic journey. So actually, I'm repeating quite many maybe similar concept, idea, or quality which is I have been used before. So for audience, so they can find the connection between this piece and the other pieces which is I made before. Because that is the journey of my artistic, yeah, which is how where I am now.
Okay. And what about the Esplanade's large space? How did you approach that in terms of production and collaborators for the dance piece?
My main collaborator is Bunny Heiger. Yeah, he played a big role in this piece. Yeah, he not just making the music for me. At the end, he also is one of the player, because he's actually appeared on stage. He's playing live. Yeah, and although he's just standing there or sitting there, but because of his gestures, so and somehow and at the end, he become part of the creation. He become one of the dancers. So I actually have 7 dancers instead of the 6.
And how did you think the audience responded to the performance?
Yes, from what I know, that there are many people were asking that, this love is very heavy, it's very dark, yeah, it's very sad, yeah. but this is really that what I have experienced in my growing, yeah. So I just trying to bring up that that's something I have experienced. Then of course in the piece there are other deep level also, that love is always there. Yeah, even a person has passed away, yeah, the connection is always there.
Yeah, I'm talking to Man Wai. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Man Wai, Lee Man Wai. I'm one of the founding members and full-time dancers at THE Dance Company.
Okay, and we're going to be talking about silences we're familiar with that the company performed. And would you like to talk about how it was, your role as a dancer in that work?
I think as a dancer, it was you know, you pretty much carry out the choreographer's instructions and the choreographer's intentions to your fullest extent. But in this work, what was interesting was Sui Boon suddenly gave, relative to the previous works that we had done with him, he gave me an unprecedented amount of space at that time to do quite a bit of things that but on my own as a dancer. He gave me an unprecedented amount of space as a dancer to do a few of my own things. So that was quite interesting in the work.
And so you said that was a new thing for you. And has since that time, have you found that you've been able to be more independent as an artist?
Oh, definitely. I think ever since Silences, Sui Boon has been affording, at least for me, I feel he's been affording me quite a bit more space to explore my own personalities artistically also. So that, I mean, of course, you know, with him as a choreographer, he's a very strong choreographer. So definitely you feel this need to align yourself to his vision, because his vision is always really clear, what he needs as a choreographer, physically and artistically. But I think ever since Silences and then proceeding on to the next few projects, I was given a lot more freedom to place a lot more of myself within the phrases, within the movement, within the artistic intent. So that I really appreciated.
And so do you think as in Singapore, dancers are prepared to collaborate and have input with choreographers, or did you feel that was a new thing for you to be doing?
For me, it was very natural, because I'm just the sort of person who has a lot of ideas on my own. And I think people who work with me kind of realize that quite quickly. So I'm the sort of person who really appreciates the space, the artistic space given to me, and I try to make full use of it. I don't know. I can't say, you know, I can't speak for the rest of the Singaporean dancers, but I would like to believe that the artistic education in Singapore has given us, you know, enough tools and enough preparation to tackle this sort of freedom when it is thrown to you.
Okay, so you choreograph. So do you think that's a factor why you like to be more involved, or do you think sometimes it's just nice to be a dancer and be told what to do? Or for you, how important is this process?
Oh, for me, actually, well, I really just try to shape myself to whatever sentiment, because that's. You know, you're taught to be professional, so whatever sentiments in the rehearsal room, you try to fit yourself in. But if I had all the choice in the world and it was an ideal situation, I would veer towards choreographers who gave me space. And the few times that I had complete freedom, quite a bit to almost complete freedom to choreograph works, like for example in Sing Liang's piece, we did thing one or 2 years ago. And I think right now we're doing Demo's piece for Contact this year. I tend to be a bit more stimulated when you say, okay, this is something and I need you to figure out a situation. Can you help me figure it out? How would you do it? So I would choose situations that gave me quite a bit of space. I think, yes, it does stem from the fact that I myself, I enjoy choreography quite a bit. In fact, eventually I see myself going that direction. So obviously as a choreographer, you feel like you have a lot of things to say and a lot of ground to cover. And it's just really the moment you're given an opportunity to cover that ground, you just take it and you don't let go of it. Yeah.
Do you think there's ever a conflict between how you would approach the idea if you're in somebody else's piece and you're having input and they don't necessarily agree with what you've...
Oh yeah, I think for me the conflict happens all the time. I think every time we collaborate, whether it was with my peers or with guest choreographers or even with Swiboon, there was not one time a collaboration. I wouldn't say they were smooth. It's not about going smoothly. I think in the end, everyone is professional enough to make sure it's smooth, so that it doesn't disrupt the positive creation of a product. But definitely friction, it's always there. That sort of creative friction.
So there's a lot of energy in the room.
Yeah, and it's always nice when you have two very strong views and they have to clash in my opinion. Or maybe I just never shied away from confrontation. Because for me, when you confront, you learn quite a bit about that person and you learn quite a bit about yourself. And then the next step after the confrontation is always tempering something until it simmers down and the product is there. For me, that's always interesting to create like that.